Macron looking for any excuse to get rid of US. Build Walter Mitty EU army, says Farage. By Victoria Friedman on November 9, 2019. Nigel Farage criticized Emmanuel Macron for claiming that NATO is suffering brain death because the US is turning its back on Europe, saying the French president is looking for any excuse to build his own Walter Mitty EU army. In an interview with The Economist published on Thursday, President Macron claimed that what we are currently experiencing is the brain death of NATO, implying that it was time for Europe to build its own army. Macron continued that the EU should reassess the reality of what NATO is in the light of the commitment of the United States. Speaking on the campaign trail in Wales, Mr. Farage said on Friday, "This is all wrong. I know Trump. He does not want to abandon NATO at all. What he says is that all the members should obey the rules and pay the 2% contribution. At the moment, of the 28 members, over 20 are not paying the 2%. They're not spending the 2% on defense. Trump, in my view, is saying quite rightly that whether you're small or big, 2% is a reasonable number to spend on defense." He added, "You can see with Macron, you can with Verhofstadt. Any excuse to get rid of America and to build their own Walter Mitty European army." It is not the first time that President Macron has made extraordinary comments with regards to defense and the United States. Last year, he said that the EU needs a real European army to protect itself from its historic ally. "We have to protect ourselves with respect to China, Russia and even the United States of America," he had said. During a 2014 debate on the European Union, then Liberal Democrat leader Nick Clegg had called Mr. Farage's warning of an EU army a dangerous fantasy. However, 3 years later and a year after the UK voted to leave the EU, members of the bloc signed up to Permanent Structured Cooperation, PESCO, mechanism, part of a common defence fund, and seen as the first step towards the EU army that outgoing President of the European Commission Jean-Claude Juncker wanted to see realised by 2025. In response to Mr. Macron's 2018 call for an EU army, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that the bloc will have to work on a vision of one day creating a real, true European army. While senior member of the European Parliament Guy Verhofstadt said, "I'm very pleased that both Merkel and Macron are now fully behind a European army. We fought for this for many years."